Track 12. Delay times greater than 200 milliseconds. As the delay times increase, we hear more traditional echo effects. Listen to the lead vocal on this recording.
Talk about biting the hand that feeds. Sitting there watching as it bleeds. You try your best in the winter light. When it really should be summer night. Is it too late, baby? Too late now. Too late, baby. Too late now. Too late for you to realize everything could have been alright.
These kind of delays work best on lead vocals and instruments, adding excitement and a sense of movement to the sound. Delay times should be set as integer multiples of the tempo of a musical piece for the most pleasing musical effect. By turning down the high frequency content of the wet signal and setting the feedback to create two or three repeats only, a solo can be made to sound more fluid and atmospheric. Listen to the guitar playing on this recording. With longer delay times and plenty of feedback, a soloist can create added harmonic interest by building up polyphonic musical lines. Listen to the guitar playing on this recording. All of the echo effects discussed so far can be achieved using tape delay. Digital implementation of time domain effects has made possible additional effects difficult to achieve with just a tape recorder. These will be detailed later during the discussion on digital processors.